Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustina. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
And quite a morning it is, with news overshadowing what we would first be talking about today, which was New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address yesterday. We're hearing this morning that federal authorities are going to arrest Sheldon Silver, the Speaker of the New York State Assembly, on corruption charges.
Yeah, the New York Times has the report. It came overnight, and it's been following the Silver investigation by the U.S. Attorney of New York in recent weeks. And it's unclear, according to the newspaper, what Silver will be charged with. But the Manhattan Democrat's arrest, allegedly, will come from payments that Mr. Silver received from a small law firm that specializes in seeking reductions of New York City real estate taxes. The newspaper had reported that late last year, that that was the center of the federal probe. A story today in the New York Times says the payments from the firm of Goldberg and Urami were not included in Silver's annual financial disclosure filings with the state as required. And the probe actually got its start as part of the now-defunct Moreland Act Commission. That was the anti-corruption panel that was set up and then dismantled abruptly by Governor Andrew Cuomo during his first term. The shutdown of the Moreland Commission initiated the U.S. Attorney's own investigation into corruption in New York State politics. The 70-year-old Assembly Speaker has been there for more than two decades, and the Times said it was unclear when and where and how Silver would be taken into custody today.
And of course, we know that not convicted, he can still serve, but it certainly throws a bit of the coming session in disarray, I suppose.
Right. The session was just taking off because on Wednesday, Governor Cuomo unveiled his agenda for his second term. He gave his State of the State address and released his proposed $141.6 billion budget for the upcoming fiscal year. In the address, he touted past efforts to cut income taxes and property taxes. He unveiled plans to spend billions of dollars on upstate economic development. But the most controversial element of his address will be the major education reform package. He wants to increase public school teacher evaluations, and he wants to add 100 more charter schools and a tax credit for parochial schools. And it's certainly going to be controversial, and except for that big story about the Assembly Speaker, would be the big story today in Albany.